Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'll be here with you for the next hour. At first, I'm going to start with some local bands. There's so many great local bands in this area. It's amazing. Everyone's got new music out, local, national, international, everybody. It's great. All this great new stuff coming out. And people think there's no good music anymore. They are wrong. I'm going to start with Justine and the Unclean with the single Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke from their album Heartaches and Hot Problems. Or actually, it might be an EP. And they're going to be playing Saturday night at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown. So here is Justine and the Unclean.
Fire. One, two.
You just heard a few local bands. First was Justine and the Unclean with Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke, which I think was the second single from this EP, Heartaches and Hot Problems. They'll be playing Saturday night at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown. After that, you heard the Dirty Truckers with Like Him from their Best Of album from 2018. The Boston-based band got together in 1999 and released four records between 2001 and 2012. And the Dirty Truckers will be playing Friday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. Set ended with State of the Union with Ring Me Up from their 2018 album Panaflex Blue. They'll be playing Friday night at the Thirsty First Tavern and Grill in Lowell, Mass. Next I have Lily Black with Take the Crown from their 2018 EP Cover It Up. Lily Black is a pop punk band from Cambridge, Mass. Band has four members, two men, two women, all quite young. And they'll be playing Sunday night at the St. Patrick's Day party at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. So here is Lily Black.
Waited so long to see your face, my dear.
confession, you've been on my mind.
Hey, wanna party? Am I sexy? We all know. Follow me and you will know. Am I sexy? We all know. Follow me and you will know.
1st was local band Lily Black with Take the Crown from their 2018 EP Cover It Up. And they're going to be playing Sunday night at the St. Patrick's Day party at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. After that, you heard another local band, Power Trio Fire in the Field, with the single Eyes from their new album Live at Pink Noise, which is set for release later this month. This is their 5th album, and the band tours a lot, particularly in the Northeast, as they also played South by Southwest in 2017. Let's see now. I don't know. No, the gigs for them that I had were last week, so I don't have any right now. But anyway, I'm surprised I didn't know that band. A really good band. I liked them a lot, and I wasn't aware of them before. Then after that, you heard Lords of Acid doing Am I Sexy, which I got from the Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me soundtrack. Lords of Acid is a Belgian-American band whose first single was out in 1988. They do electronic dance music with highly sexual lyrics. They have had a number of members through the years. And one of the founders, Olivier Adams, is the heir to the Stella Artois beer fortune. Lords of Acid will be in town playing Wednesday night at the Brighton Music Hall in Alston. Now it is serious guitar time, and I'm happy to be playing something from the brand new John Mayall album, which was just released on late February. Mayall's 85 now. Hard to believe. Well, it shouldn't be that hard because he kind of was, discovered so much, so to speak, a lot of great guitarists who had played in his Blues Breakers band in the 60s and after that, too. And so, of course, he's older than them all. But anyway, he's still out there and he's making albums and I think he's touring, too. I'm not sure right now, but he has been. And there's lots of musicians and guitarists guesting on his new album, which is called Nobody Told Me. And this is What Have I Done Wrong, featuring Joe Bonamassa. So here, John Mayall featuring Joe Bonamassa, What Have I Done Wrong from Nobody Told Me.
Tell me, what have I done wrong?
I could have, and I didn't. Oh, shit.
Some kissing back. Thank you very much.
Okay, that was today's Serious Guitar Time. First, John Mayall's new album, Nobody Told Me, and What Have I Done Wrong with Joe Bonamassa on guitar. Then you heard Gary Clark Jr. with Highway 71 from his new 2019 album, This Land. I haven't heard the whole album yet, but it seems geared more toward R&B, and I like what I've heard so far. Then the Chase Walker Band with Honey Jar from their 2018 album, Live at the Woodshed. The singer-songwriter guitarist is just 20 years old, and the band was formed in 2012, has a couple of studio albums out, has played at festivals, gotten lots of attention and kudos. And then heard Walter Trout with Be Careful How You Vote. Great song there, great sentiment from his brand new album, Survivor Blues. And great stuff there too. Now I have a little bit of a, I guess you could call it a tribute, someone very, in the Boston scene for years, let's put it that way, very well respected, artist, guitarist Asa Brebner. He was in Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, played with the Modern Lovers, played with other people, did solos, etc. And a few days ago, he just died. Everyone's like shocked. Everyone in the scene's shocked by it, and it's really such a tragedy. He was, I think he was 65 years old, and very beloved in the scene. And so I've got a couple of songs in tribute. First is Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, When Things Go Wrong. And I have a song by Asa Brebner. It's called I Remember. I know not, I've never heard the song before. I just looked on the in the database and see what we had by him. There's a whole bunch of songs by him, so I just grabbed this one. So anyway, we'll have Robin Lane and the Chartbusters and Asa Brebner. So sad. Rest in peace, Asa Brebner.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, you just heard a couple of songs. Robin Lane, the Chartbusters, When Things Go Wrong, and Asa Brebner, Solo, What I Remember. And those are tribute, a brief, small tribute anyway, to Asa Brebner, who just died a few days ago. Last weekend, Robin Lane, the Chartbusters, had a show because they have, I think, a 3-disc CD came out, you know, with historical stuff and such, and he played the gig with them, and then this week he's gone. That's very sad, and sorry to hear that, and everybody in the Boston scene is, you know, quite upset about that. But anyway, so rest in peace, Asa Brebner. Now I have, next I have 4 cool cats. It's, being in Germany, and the bass player John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany. He just gave me this new song from them called City Lights. There's a lot of great guitar on here, and the guitarist's name is Guy Even Vandal. So here is 4 cool cats. right, that was from Germany, Four Cool Cats with the single City Lights. And it's just a few minutes to three, so I should head out of here. I shouldn't be playing. Well, should I play one more song? Maybe I will. I don't know how long the song is, so okay. All right, I'll do one more. This is a local band, Jones Creek, with Whiskey and Women from their new debut EP, Whiskey and Women. They formed in early 2017 in Gloucester, and in October that year, Jimmy Bez joined them as lead guitarist. You may remember hearing him on this show as he had the Jimmy Bez Blues Band several years ago, and he was still in high school part of that time. So here is Jones Creek with Whiskey and Women.